Have you ever considered how a material, maybe one you mostly associate with really niche fashion, could suddenly just pop up everywhere? We're talking high-end runways, celebrity red carpets.
Yeah, it's quite something.
We mean natural latex. It's a surprising shift, honestly, and it's really happening right now in fashion. So today, we're going to take a deep dive into this, fascinating world of natural latex clothing. And we're focusing specifically on an Italian brand that's been, well, pretty instrumental in its rise, FBLD.
That's right. And our sources today, including some really good insights from Latex 247, they really highlight FBLD's journey and the impact they've had.
So our mission, I guess, for this deep dive is to unpack how FDLD has managed to do this.
Exactly. How they blend these sort of accessible, everyday latex pieces with really elegant, high fashion designs, you know, the kind of thing perfect for formal events, evening wear.
Right.
And what's really interesting is how they've become such a staple for European celebrities. They've genuinely pushed natural latex way beyond its old niche, like right into the mainstream fashion conversation.
Yeah, so get ready for maybe some new perspectives as we explore how just one material, often kind of misunderstood, can really defy expectations. It offers incredible versatility, actually, and makes a powerful, very modern statement in, well, the always changing landscape of high fashion.
It's not just about trends, is it? It's more about how materials can actually shape identity and self-expression.
Definitely. Okay, so let's get into how they've actually done it.
Let's do it.
So, FBLD. They've been right at the front of this natural latex fashion thing for, what, over 10 years now?
Yeah, about that. It was founded by Francesca Bellangeri. She started her kind of pioneering work with latex back in 2013,
Okay.
right there in Vigevano, just after she graduated from Politecnico di Milano University.
Wow. So how did that initial vision, just her basically in Vigevano, how did that scale up? How did it grab the attention of like top stylists and celebs across Europe?
Well, it wasn't just about making pretty clothes, you know. Francesca's genius, I think, was in seeing the material's potential beyond its usual established niche. She focused really heavily on bespoke craftsmanship, like a serious commitment to quality. So she built this reputation pretty quietly at first, one meticulously made piece at a time.
Right, slow burn.
Exactly. And it was through those early perfectly made designs that word just started to spread in those, you know, high fashion circles that really pay attention.
Yeah.
And that eventually led to their breakthrough celebrity placements.
Okay, that makes sense. And it's not just about the high fashion moments, the red carpets, is it? You mentioned this dual approach FBLD has, combining the high fashion stuff with everyday essentials. We've seen the red carpet impact for sure, but what does their everyday latex actually look like? How do they make it accessible, wearable for, normal life?
Yeah, that's where a lot of their innovation really comes through. For the everyday line, FBLD really prioritizes comfort and durability.
Okay.
They often use a slightly different grade of natural latex, one that's maybe less restrictive. It often comes in more subdued colors, simpler shapes, think foundational pieces
Like what?
like sleek leggings, maybe fitted tops, even skirts, things designed to be mixed into a practical modern wardrobe, not just for a big night out. It's about making that unique feel of latex something you could wear every day if you wanted to.
Interesting. So it's the design, the material innovation, and the strategic visibility that's really cemented their place.
Absolutely.
And we've seen some prime examples lately, haven't we? Regular TV appearances, music videos. It seems like that's becoming part of FBLD's identity. We keep seeing recent sightings on some really well-known European celebrities. It feels very intentional.
It absolutely is. It's a very calculated presence. I mean, if we look at specific examples, take the Italian singer-songwriter and actress Elodie.
Oh, yeah, from Amici di Maria De Filippi. Big talent show in Italy.
Exactly. Hugely popular. Well, for her new single, Mi Ami Mi Odi, Elodie was styled by Giulia Cova in a complete FBLD latex look.
Complete look. Wow.
Yeah. All black, long-sleeve latex top, knickers, and stockings. All for the music video.
Okay.
That's a powerful statement, right? In a music video that millions are going to see. Very unmistakable.
That is a bold choice, especially for such a massive audience. Do you think there's any risk with that, given latex's past associations, or does FBLD styling somehow like neutralize that?
That's a really good question. Perceptive.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, the material does still carry certain connotations for some people, But FBLD has been honestly masterful in how they present it.
How so?
Well, often they use this premium natural latex, but they treat it sometimes for a more subdued finish, almost matte looking. It subtly shifts it away from that high gloss and maybe fetishy aesthetic that people sometimes associate with latex.
Ah, okay. The finish makes a difference.
A huge difference.
Yeah.
That subtle shift in texture, plus the really precise tailoring, it makes the latex feel more like other luxury fabrics, maybe like a fine leather or even certain types of silk.
Right.
And that allows it to blend much more easily into high fashion, even formal wear contexts. It's really a design pivot that just broadens its appeal massively.
Okay, I see. And the impact wasn't just that one Elodie moment, was it? Because Valentina Barbieri and Alessandra Amoroso also showcased some incredible FBLD designs on Italian TV, on Gilappa Show, that comedy and satirical program.
Yeah, another big platform, Alessandra Amoroso, who actually won MEG way back in 2009, and the TV personality, Valentino Barbieri, they both wore multiple FBLD pieces on the show.
Multiple pieces, okay.
Yeah, they definitely made an impression. First, Valentino Barbieri and Alessandra Amoroso were seen in this custom midi-length dress called the Amalia dress.
Amalia dress, okay. What was special about it?
Well, it had underwired cups, adjustable straps, an invisible back zip, and this really distinctive side slit. It just highlighted how meticulously FBLD can tailor latex into these elegant, structured formal pieces.
Structured formal wear from latex. That's quite the achievement.
It really is.
And then, like you said, multiple outfits. Alessandra Amoroso apparently wore a second latex combination.
She did. Wowed people again. She wore an all-black bodysuit, and it was paired perfectly with latex leggings.
Okay.
And these leggings were, you know, superbly designed, tight fit, obviously, but also a high waist and a reinforced waistband. Just showing that versatility again.
So we're seeing everything from these elegant structured dresses to sleek, really form-fitting separates, and all of it is natural latex.
Exactly. And the real insight here, I think, is how FBLD has taken this material, one often sort of stuck in specific subcultures, and just elevated it, lifted it right into mainstream elegance. Their designs really prove, pretty conclusively, I'd say, that natural latex can be sophisticated, it can be comfortable, and it's absolutely suitable for high-profile public appearances.
It feels like a complete redefinition of how people see it.
Totally. A perception shift.
Well, that brings us towards the end of our deep dive for today. We've really traced FBLD's journey, haven't we? Over a decade now. From Francesca Bellangeri's initial vision in Vigevano, right up to seeing their natural latex designs everywhere, music videos, primetime Italian TV. And what really stands out, I think, is how they've just redefined the material itself. They've proved natural latex can be both accessible, you know, through those everyday pieces,
right,
and also be a cornerstone of genuine high fashion elegance.
Yeah, and if we zoom out, connect this to the bigger picture, it's pretty clear FBLD is a pivotal player in what people are starting to call an exploding industry for latex fashion.
An exploding industry, wow.
Yeah, I mean, you see Latex 247 highlighting it among the hottest trends for 2025. Mm-hmm. It's being incorporated much more broadly now. Even big brands like Adidas are launching latex athleisure lines, you know, that mix of athletic wear and casual fashion.
Adidas doing latex athleisure. Okay, that's definitely mainstream.
Right. So this doesn't feel like just a fleeting trend. It seems more like a significant shift in what we consider fashionable and maybe how individuality gets expressed through clothes today.
That does raise a pretty important question then, doesn't it? As designers like FBLD keep pushing these boundaries and unexpected materials like natural latex gain this kind of prominence, what other overlooked materials might be next? You know, what could be the next big thing to jump from some niche appeal to being a high fashion staple?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
And what does all this mean for, say, the definition of luxury in clothing or even sustainability?
Good point.
What really stands out to you listening right now about this surprising rise of natural latex? It's definitely something to think about.